Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Prep Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, World Cancer Day 2023, a reminder of the urgent work that needs to be done to close the cancer care gap. The Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, that's VACHO, are deeply concerned by the latest round of Victorian Cancer Registry data, which includes that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Victoria continue to be disproportionately impacted by cancer. And look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Abe Ropatini, and he's the Executive Director of Population Health at VACHO. On the line, Abe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'm going well. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, we'd like to ask the mob out there, who your mob, where you from? Where's Abe Ropatini from?
Yeah, I'm actually a Māori, so I grew
up, brother.
Over the ditch. my ewe's from the North Island in Aotearoa.
Yes.
And I've been living here on Wurundjeri lands in Melbourne, or Nam, for the last 10 years.
Okay.
Descended from Palawa mob, but identify as Māori, as that's where I'm from back home.
Okay, brother. And executive director of population health at VACHO, how long have you been in that role?
I've been in that role for a year now. For the last 12 months, we've been working on a whole range of things down here in relation to cancer. We're trying to prevent the growth in the number of our community members that have cancer. And we're also trying to get people into, you know, get their screening done at their Aboriginal health service so that we can detect cancer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we can save lives of the mob. Get people, understanding that if we can catch it early,
yes,
then cancer's really survivable. So that's the big focus for us for the last year and actually ties in nicely with World Cancer Day for this year.
So what do our people need to do? Do more checkups as such, or have thorough checkup as we get older? What actions do we need to take?
That's right. So checkups are really important, especially as we get older. So when you start to get to around the age 50, you'll be eligible for screening across bowel cancer. That's really important, that you're in your Aboriginal health service, having a yarn with the Aboriginal health worker or with the GP around what you need to do to make sure that you've been checked, and that all of our risk factors are made aware so that we can get in early with anything that might be coming up. It's also important for women's business to be able to happen there as well. So for women to be able to have a yarn with your Aboriginal health worker or the GP around getting checked as well, that's an important one. And for us in particular, that means that we are concerned about the rates of breast cancer. So getting your mammograms done is really important, and the Aboriginal Health Service can support you with access to that. All of that's going to make sure that, you know, we're catching cancer early, we can get the treatment in there at the right time, and then that's how we're going to get to understand really that it is a survivable disease so long as we catch it on time, and that means having a yarn with your GP. Don't miss a moment. Don't leave it too late.
Sure. So when we're talking about checkups and when we're talking about safe treatment, so to speak, well, we're talking preventive, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. So prevention is the key, you know, because it's that's the thing is when you're going in, even if you're not feeling crook, if you're going in and having a yarn with the GP, getting your annual health check done, they'll be able to run the checks to make sure that you don't get sick in the first place, and that's really what we want. So that we're seeing that gap is closing through people, empowering themselves to go in and have a yarn with the GP, and then undertake whatever the screening is that you're due for, so that we can catch it early, and we can get the prevention going.
And then we look at beautiful days like World Cancer Day. That highlights the points, doesn't it? And it's very powerful. Here we are in the 21st century, and we're still fighting this ugly disease, the cure for cancer, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still looking for the cure, you know, but at the same time, there are a whole range of treatments that have come out in the last well, 5-10 years or so, which means that you know, there are options for us now when we're going into to our cancer treatment that make it a lot more survivable than it used to be. But the thing for us is to be able to catch it early enough for those to be real options for people. And that means getting in and getting the screening done so that all of the options are on the table for you. And the earlier it is, this also means the less invasive those options are as well. So it's going to be not, it means that it's a higher likelihood that it won't be as tough on your body.
Yes.
And it won't be as hard a journey as if we catch it late. We know that's when, you know, it's often a lot harder of a journey if it's caught later in the process.
Exactly.
But either way, we need to be preventing, and then we need to be doing more to be able to support our mob that are on their cancer journey as well, regardless of when it's caught, because, you know, the treatment options that are out there are available, but also requires us to be able to have health services that are culturally safe and that are, you know, meeting the needs of mob, and that are empowering mob to be able to know all the decisions that they need to make and to have all the information to get a good outcome.
Yeah, and communication with that information is so very important. But we as individuals need to do our bit as well, more checkups, but also look at our own health in regard to, well, the smoking, the drinking, the exercise, the diet, all the above.
All of that's really important as well. That's right. So, you know, there are a lot of cancers that are linked to what we eat, that are linked to, you know, if we are drinking alcohol and if we are smokers. So we're always pushing that message, you know, healthy life means that there's going to be a greater chance of us being able to live that full and happy life, to be able to be around for the grandkids, be around for the great-grandkids.
Yes.
And so, you know, doing it for ourselves and for that celebration of our culture, to be able to have more elders there to support our grandkids when they're growing up. That's the message, is we want them to know who the grandparents were, because you know, the strength of culture really comes through when we've got all those generations and the passing down of knowledge. So think about it that way, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, what it is that we're eating, you know, whether we're smoking, whether we're drinking, all of that kind of stuff is the kinds of decisions that we've got to be making in respect of those new generations that are coming through, and really being able to be around for a long time to support them all.
You're beautiful. So thank you so very much, Abe. Look, Vichy's just saying, do the checkup and do the testing, screening, and especially as we get older. And that's a message from the Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, Vacho. Abe, thank you for your yarn, my friend. You take care, my brother. Be in touch. And all the best to your team there, mate.
Thank you, Trevor. You have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Gotcha.
I did a yarn there, beautiful yarn there, with the man there from Vacho, and that's Abe Ropatini, and he's the Executive Director of Population Health for Vacho, and the message there regarding World Cancer Day Australia, a reminder of the urgent work that needs to be done to close the cancer care gap. So very important. And have your say in yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
But I'm climbing this Olympic, and I've been through it all. I'm coming at you all different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be ignored while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost. I come to swear on my feeling. And me, I'm a boy, legitimate, indigenous from being an innocent.
We're my fellow generation. I drink our stories and cherish. And I land, it's still strong. From the islands of the mainland, our culture remains sacred. If Captain James Cook didn't invade it, we would have been way more dangerous than Satan. Ever since the First Nation, I wanted to get the chance to explore my own country before I go the other places. So one love forever, a black nation. The bullet me pulling us up because we got no way to take me. We can never get no justice because they're too busy throwing them up away. Taking the faded to the station, writing lies in the paper. The world has got you twisted and going in a rotation. I've been trying to embrace it.
We gotta make a way back up and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. And I've been through it all. I'm coming at you all different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known why the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost. I'm comfortable with my feeling. And me, I'm a witch, a gentleman, indigenous from being insane.
I'm moving for my land and my people. over my blood and my clan and my people. Pressure made diamonds, got demands for my people. I can see why you mad. You don't fit the description and you made that sis. What you think I did? Who you think I am? Cause you see me walking proudly, I'ma flaunt my skin like my ancestors did and my kids still do. Do I have to make the message any more clear for you? We ain't going anywhere, we ain't making a move. Fool, notice all these young and youth. They be running these streets, yelling FTP, running, yelling at you. Can't catch
me. We had to make a perfect club and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. And I've been through it all, I'm coming at you all different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I'm composed around my feeling. And me, I'm up with the gentleman, indigenous from being and seeing
that. I wanna make a change from a race. Be a voice of Malcolm X and put them in their place. These white followers look at me like I'm a blood disgrace. Filled with the hate, I know you don't like me cause I'm a black way. Cause at the end of the day, this is a place we could be mates instead of enemy of the states. Like Jedi trying to control, she better feel well and doing it all for the rest. Just stay in your place, you wanna be rude about her coach G. Just know that black doesn't crack, and as a matter of fact, this is the way that it's supposed to be.
We had to make a way back up and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. And I've been through it all, I'm coming at you. I did it for making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be ignored while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I'm compulsive around my feeling. And me, I'm up with the gentleman indigenous from being in CNN.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no.
We'll be right back. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Summertime, your voice is calling, calling out your name. The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve, we will. Forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Walking on the ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten. Another time, lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the love and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world. A world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless.
I shouldn't have let you in. If you don't know me by now, you will never, ever, ever, ever know me. Never, ever, ever, ever know me. Never should waste my time. Break up around with different guys. Always the ones in right. Giving love to the wrong guy. Never should have changed any part of me. If you wanted me, you want the heart of me. Now you want.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, as BBM Bummer Brit Media, 9.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. Have you say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, and that's proudly sponsored by Pocone, and that's at Brinsmead and Edmonton. And they give us a box of food here at Bummer Brippin Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle we talk. And the yarn, which are yarning, is with the police officers from Edmonton Police. And we have Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and his bodyguard there, Steve Grant, PLO, Police Liaison Officer. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
G'day, Trev.
Very good, very good. Thank you for coming. Week just gone like that. I just feel as if I was yarning with your mob yesterday.
That's right.
But here we are 7 days later. Look, great to see you. Steve, who your mob were you from?
Yeah, Steve Grant, proud Jindabyne person from the Cardwell Rainforest areas of Ravenshoe.
Yes. Web feet, you got, eh?
Correct.
There you go, brother. Take that snorkel out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying. The wettest town in Australia, Tully. Always fighting there with Ingham and Innisfail as well. And Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, hillbilly, tableland boy.
Tableland boy, Atherton, North Queenslander.
Riding cowboy.
Yep.
Good to see you, gentlemen. Now, our chat today, visible address numbers.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
Talk to us, please.
Yep. So look it just seems common sense, but you know, having a visible address number helps people find your address.
Well, emergency-wise, too.
Emergency-wise, yep. And look, even Aussie Post, Ergon Energy, Telstra, you know, and your own visitors. Mm. But yeah, you're right. The importance of visible address numbers for emergency services. You know, it helps us find your address very quickly when time is of the essence. Say,
well, as people go to Bunnings to pick up a brand new lawnmower or, you know, getting a hose or shovels, buy a couple of stickers with big numbers, come back home, put them stickers on your fence or something, put it on your wall and your door, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
And even paint on the gutter at the front door.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you know? A few years ago, we had a guy up here in Cairns that was offering his services to paint numbers on people's gutters.
Yeah.
I know that raised a bit of a concern because people thought it was a scam. But, you know, it was something that police were supporting because, you know, certainly when we're trying to find an address, that's hugely helpful. It might not be your address that we're going to, but, look, it'll help us do the countdown to find the address that we are looking for. So, look.
I was going to say, well, if not you, get your two neighbours outside, put their numbers on there. Then we'll know you. But yeah. Still, we're saying is man in the middle. But we're talking about the importance of it. It's something so simple, but it could be life-changing.
Absolutely, yep. And a bit of trivia for you there. So our street numbering begins with a 1, of course, at the beginning of a street. Generally odd numbers to the left and even to the right. And you may see a block of land that's divided into parts. Say you get your 12 A's or 12 B's, or
yeah, gotcha.
You know, or combined blocks. Maybe might be 26 to 29 or something like that. You know, so find out what number you are, of course, because we want the correct number displayed in front of your address. The other thing is our rural numbers also, which is a method of identifying rural properties, and that's consistent throughout the country. So they're a distance-based system. So it basically identifies how far an address is, or the entrance to a property, from the road starting point. Now that's measured in meters, divided by 10, and rounded off to give the rural property number. So if you ever see some of those, you know, 10 numbers long along rural roads, that's what's going on there. So you can actually probably determine how far you are from the next intersecting road by that number on the fence.
So those long numbers are virtually a description of where the place is compared to the next main road.
That's right. So for emergency services, when we turn in, and let's say it's rural number 4567, you will know that's going to be about 4 kilometres from that intersection, which really helps because rural properties are very difficult to
find,
you know, because, you know, we might have a 200-acre block. It's got the main residence road, but there might be tracks off to a water trough or a, you know.
Well, when you get to the property, you have to get out of your vehicle and order an Uber to get to the front door.
Almost, exactly. Yep. And that's the interesting thing with those rural numbers, because they continue for the full length of the road, so that can go through multiple government areas.
Yeah.
So we might be, you know, in some of our more remote stations, a rural number may go through into a different council area.
And look, some people name their property, but you're virtually not looking for the property name.
No.
It's the number, the address.
Exactly, yep. So we won't be looking for, we will be looking for the numbers. And, you know, and that's one of our important messages here is that to also use actual numbers. Don't spell, like if you live at number 10, don't spell 10, because most of the emergency service providers aren't looking for a written number. So we just want to see our number 10 there. And
sure.
That's plenty.
Not a painted yellow peacock. We need numbers.
Yeah, and look, when time is so important, if we miss that number, we may have to drive down, turn around, and come back, and we've lost. You know,
well, we're talking about life threatening. Yep. If someone's especially ambulance, or someone's in trouble, medical, or there's a bashing going on, or whatever, or someone's with a knife,
serious
what
assault.
Have you?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Life or death.
Yep. So we. You know, just general maintenance around the house should include that, making sure your number's clear, that whether you're trimming bushes around it, like you say, go to Bunnings, you can get some really, really
Larry-looking numbers.
Numbers
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
And put them up, you know, so because you never know when you're going to need an emergency provider to find
And address. I'm thinking of a little fundamental yarn we have in here, but it's an important yarn. And the fundamentals of it all is very important, highlights it. I said life-saving.
Yep, absolutely.
So the topic here today with Which Way Yarn is visible address numbers. So our boys in blue are highlighting the importance of having your numbers on your fence, door, wall, front gate exposed very strongly.
That's correct, yep.
That's
yep.
what you're saying. Okay.
Yep, and I know we were talking earlier about intersecting streets as well. So sometimes a street name can be intersected by vacant blocks.
Well, the front door's around the other side,
exactly.
Which is in a different street, and you're looking on this street and you miss it.
Yep. So when you're making that 000 phone call, you really want to get that message out as well. That, you know, look, sometimes emergency services can be confused by where that entrance is, and just give a bit of a description.
We're talking about that because I've seen houses who've got their because it's a cross intersection that they have their number, name, and their address. Of the street.
On the
because
corner.
It's on the wrong street.
On the corner.
The way it's facing.
Yep.
So then you know, of course, they want their parcels delivered to the right address
as well.
And
clearly,
you know?
People have been confused by that previously, so they've taken that extra measure to make sure.
It shows that the police or the emergency units can get confused as well.
Yes, very easily.
Mm.
And just another little thing, Trevor, I noticed during the break, I was trying to Google my friend's address on the Northern Beaches.
That Murray that owe you 50.
Yes.
That bloke. Mm.
And to this day with technology, it didn't come up.
Oh, is that
even
right?
Even though he's been in the residence for 3 years.
Yep.
I put him on Google Map. Didn't come
Google
up.
Google Map, GPS, and your black track, I still couldn't find him. Yeah, so very important. But there's the
that might be something that people can do with their friend's place is tell them how hard it is to find their address.
Yeah, true.
You know? So if you can't find it, why do you think the emergency service is going to find it?
Now you may get an argument over it, but if you lose a friend out of it, well, at least all his friends in the future will know where he lives then.
Exactly.
But you no longer won't know. But so very important. And look, we shouldn't be lackadaisy with it all.
Mm.
You know, like, well, for yourself, for your own personal reasons, having your parcels delivered properly and what have you. I mean, you must have dramas. If you haven't got your number there properly, if we're talking emergency here, well, just for fundamentals, having your parcels delivered, I bet you would have dramas. Mm. If you haven't got your numbers in front there and parcels have gone missing, well, that's your own fault. Mm.
That's exactly right,
So very important. And tell us a situation where... Like I said, you'd missed, you have to go back or report back, radio back. I can't find this address with number. Have you got the people's mobile number? Let me give them a call because I'm at the front here.
And look, that happens quite frequently, you know, on some of these jobs where you know, we if we can't find that address, their communication centre is ringing back the informants, trying to get further details.
Yeah.
And sometimes it may be something, you know, so simple, but we've missed it.
Well, exactly.
And you've also got the other emergency services following. You know, you got the EMAs, you got the
fire. Well, it could be a convoy there.
Yes.
And the individual who made the phone call, that's why you're there. Yeah. Usually the individual of the house has made the phone call. They should be at the front then, if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, but you can't find the numbers. That's what we're talking about
that's
here.
That's right. And it's, and it is helpful if someone is out the front, you know, just to wave down and speed things up, you know. And the person making that phone call may not be the resident.
Well, true. It could be neighbours or, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So, or passing by, whatever.
Yeah, so that can make it difficult for them too if they are saying, look, it's just a blue house with a,
yeah, you thank know, you, because I don't have a number.
I've got no idea what the number is.
Like I said, it's a fundamental yarn here, but it's important yarn now that we've gone into it. Because when you hand me the piece of paper we yarned about today, visible address numbers, I'm thinking, what for? You've highlighted it. Thank you.
Yes.
So very much and so important, you know, to do so. But like I said, it's not only for emergency companies, for Australian Post, Ugan Energy, Telstra, whatever, commercial vehicles. As I said, parcels being delivered. Highlight your numbers. So very important. Yeah. Mm. Good one, boys. Well, that's the yarn for today. Yes. Very important yarn. Yes. Now, you're mentioning that off air that you're going over to Cairns for head up again as the senior sergeant over there.
So I'm in the inspector role at Cairns.
Inspector's role.
Metro at the moment.
Okay.
But by next week, back to Edmonton.
So what's that, a 1 week stint?
Just filling in for while one of the inspectors is on leave.
So when you become like an acting inspector, are you in a position, Glenn, stepping up to that inspector's role?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So,
is that what you're going for?
That, you're acting in that role. So. You're just making all the decisions that they would normally
sure.
make. There's a few different delegations.
But is that your vision and is that where you want to be?
I want to win Gold Lotto.
Thank you. And when you do, I'll mow your lawn, I'll wash your car, give me the right address, I'll find it. Please keep me in mind when you win the Gold Lotto, Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLoy. We'll be both there, eh, Steve?
Yep.
Washing
yep,
his car, definitely. Mowing the lawn, cleaning his dog.
Getting the beer ready.
$10,000 a pop if you win the Gold Lotto. But is that your vision, my friend?
Look, I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, we work towards these things. You know, I know very early in my career I didn't really have any aspirations to go past senior constable. So,
okay.
You know.
And here you're a sergeant.
Yeah, look, and it happens. You sort of find yourself in a role and, you know, hopefully you perform well and someone...
So if it's offered to you, were you out with it, would you take it on?
If it was offered to me now, I've still got some studies to do before I'm eligible to take on that role.
Right, yeah, thank you. There is the administration part of it.
That's
you have
exactly
to do.
Right. Yep. So we move towards it. I like to think our organisation chooses its leaders well, and you know, some people you know get to a level, and that's the best of their abilities, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And when you do roles like that, then you have sergeant, one of the sergeants at your precinct steps up and takes on your role.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So there's an opportunity.
Sister Kerry, taking over.
Yep.
That week.
Too afraid to come in this room.
But thank you. That's okay. We'll talk about her.
So
yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When I go, someone acts up in my role as.
She has to come in here then.
Yeah, she should.
Thank you. She should.
Next week.
Thank you. And you were saying that you have other sergeants coming on board. Edmonton's not a big precinct, so what are we talking? How many sergeants are we talking about?
So we got three sergeants at Edmonton, and we've got
two more coming.
One OIC, and we're looking at some growth. So yeah, we'll be looking at expanding to five, hopefully, in the near future.
Is it warranted?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, there's definitely the work there for that level of supervision. But we also want to see some growth with our frontline staff. That can put some more vehicles on the road, and you know, provide the service that the community expects from us. You know, there's nothing worse than seeing the troops under the pump.
Exactly.
And, you know, and that's all the resources that we have for that shift. So we do know we've got some resources coming our way. So you know, it's going to
holding your own.
Going to make life a little bit easier for our frontline at Edmonton.
All right, beautiful. Thank you for the yarn, gentlemen. So visible address numbers, very important. So mob out there, just check your numbers if they're in sight and visually can be seen with at ease, so to speak.
Yeah.
Highlight it, and very important for emergency reasons and for your service as well, Australian Post, Ugan Energy, Telstra, what have you. But, gentlemen, thank you very much for the yarn. All the best, and we'll do the yarn again next week, eh?
Next week.
To Delhi. Ciao. Take care, boys.
Thanks, Rick.
Beautiful yarn with the boys in blue, Edmonton Police Station. And the segment here, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA, Brisbane and Edmonton. They give us a box of food here, Bummer Bipper, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. But a very important conversation, visible address numbers is vital for emergency service to locate property in case of an emergency. That's what it's all about. So make sure you do your bit there. Stay tuned, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recovery. Too deadly.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you call a Kungai, from Yoruba, where my people reside. Whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bayan. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us abos, and we'll stay right here. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now that is side.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country. That's BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Too Deadly, going to catch up with Too Deadly Sisters with NASDA. That's the NASDA Dance College. We have Taya Quayle, new student, joining NASDA, and also Bethelia Selena Rubin, known as Selena, who's a NASDA graduate and now cultural sessional trainer at NASDA. Very good morning, sisters. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the program. Before we start, we'll start with you, Selena. Who your mob? Where are you from?
Sure. My mob are the Pelda and Sunset people from Erup, Darling Island and Torres Strait.
Oh, we got connection. I'm Dunley Island, Mania. So that means I can borrow money for you, Selena.
I was born and bred in Cairns.
Oh, there you go. Represent. Thank you, sister. Yeah. And over to you, Taya. Who are your mob? Where are you from, Taya?
I'm I'm a Mullanyuppa woman, but I was born and raised on Wiradjuri country in Albury.
Yes.
But I've been living on the land of the Kumamari people up on the Gold Coast for the past 6 years.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much, and welcome to the program, both of you. We'll start with you, Selena. So you're a NASDA graduate and now cultural sessional trainer at NASDA. So tell us about your journey, how long you've been with NASDA, and now stepping up into a leadership role, sister.
I have a connection to NASDA way back when my grandparents used to be one of the cultural tutors.
Oh.
I feel like being part of NASDA forever.
Yes, yes. It's in the genes.
Yeah. So my journey with NASDA has been like going on and off so throughout the years, but then I finally graduated in 2015.
Mm.
Then I'm having a couple of years, you know, within the industry, you know, did the full circle and...
Come back.
Came back, yeah.
Full circle, and now you're there as a cultural leader.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. And so tell us about that journey. I mean, to all our mob listening out there and young up-and-coming students, a possibility, a good pathway working with NASDA and open up doors and create a career pathway, yes?
Yes. There's a lot of people, you know, out there who've, you know, began their career here at NASDA and we, you know, spread throughout. So... majority of them go on to, like, companies like Bengara.
Mm.
Then they, you know, create their own companies and dance group. So we have a few here in New South Wales and, you know, also, you know, into the other states.
Yes.
Just to mention, like, here we've got the Janami, the Wagner, and then we've got also got the, in Queensland, you know, got Tom Kelly and Tari. They're also graduates as well, so they've got their own company in Brisbane.
Yes.
And, you know, graduates also go on to other things, you know, if not on stage or off stage, and, you know, behind the scenes.
Mm.
We also have, you know, graduates actually on home and away. So, you know, NASDA's connection's gone, you know, far. People start here and, you know, they, you know, venture out. So
good.
You know,
powerful.
Black fellas, when we talk to each other, you know.
Make yarn, connection, join the dots. Contracts. Too deadly.
Okay. Family, but it's really deadly when you talk to other mobs.
Yes.
And you have that connection.
Can you give us a bit of background regarding NASDA and what they teach you regarding dance? It's not only cultural, traditional, it's across the board, isn't it?
Yes. So it's an accredited qualification within, like, you know, various different disciplines of cultural dance. They do hip hop as well, jazz, contemporary, ballet. And we also now venture into filming and music. So
cool.
The DAs, which is the students that we call DAs or PAs, which stands for Developing Artists and Practicing Artists, they have the opportunity while here at NASDA to create their own film and as well as create their own music. So not only are they gaining dance skills and, you know...
stage work.
So they have other skills as well. So we also have graduates who go on to creating music. So there's a... graduate at the moment is doing music, working along with Bengara, for example. So, you know, we're everywhere.
Fantastic. And what did you major in, Selena?
While I was here at NASDA?
Yes.
Well, when I was here at NASDA, the curriculum was actually totally different to what they have now. So
yes.
We didn't have film. We did have okay. movies. But we were kind of across all board. But I think... you know, coming from a strong, you know, Torres Strait Islander background.
Mm.
My mum's a cultural teacher as well.
Yes.
And, you know, from young, we've always learnt about culture, especially through dance.
Good.
That was probably the main thing I probably put a lot of my focus in. I enjoyed all the other stuff as well.
Beautiful.
You know, it was beneficial and, you know, part of the skills I gained was part of what my career is now.
Too deadly.
I'd probably say cultural.
Lovely. Okay, cultural major. Fantastic. Taya, over to you. So new student joining as in this year, 2023, your first year?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us the audition. Tell us how you went about it and tell us your passion and when did you think that you was going to become a dancer?
Well, I've been dancing for, like, on and off for most of my life.
Okay.
It's been a huge passion and a huge aspect throughout my whole life. And it's gotten me a lot. So I knew that I always kind of wanted to do something that had to do with dance. And in year 10, I found out about NASDA, and it's kind of just been a dream since then to even be here and have the opportunity to learn about my culture here.
And did you have other brothers and sisters or cousins go before you with NASDA? Or this was just your own iron and fire?
At the moment, she is doing her third year, I think.
Who's that, sorry, Taya?
Lena.
Selena?
Lena.
Oh, Lena, thank you. And what's Lena to you, Taya?
She's my cousin.
Okay, Rodeo. So you got inspiration from Lena?
Yeah, I get inspiration from all of my cousins. We all grew up like in a little community together.
Yes, yes.
Dances together all the time to whatever new song was out, and you know,
you're there breaking it down,
shaking booty.
Yeah, that's deadly, fantastic. So, new career pathway for you. So, tell us about when you join as a student. Is it an apprenticeship? Is it? Is it a 3-4 year course? Explain that, please.
So it's like 4.5 years.
Okay.
Full up.
Yes. And that's deadly. I mean, once you've done that, then virtually as a performer, you can get a job anywhere in the world. I know back in the day, we had the former dancers with NASDA. Some went on to Alvin Haley over in America, New York City, you know?
Yeah, NASDA really opens up the doors for pretty much any possibility and any opportunity.
Good.
They definitely provide us with the skills that we're going to need, not just for dance and music, but for life as well. Pass on that knowledge to our kids and then their kids and then their kids after that. So I think it's a really good opportunity
there. Yeah. And look, and a big shout out to our CEO, Kim Walker, who back in the day when I was involved with NASDA, he went to Australian Ballet and he performed across the world as well. It's great to have him back at the table as the CEO. So the pathway, the foundation is fantastic, and your career path can open up all sorts of doors. Congratulations to both of you. Selena, coming back and being a graduate, being a cultural trainer as well, that's fantastic, a complete circle. Taya, the future looks bright for you. Thank you both for your deadly yarns, and good luck with it all, and please do keep in touch, sisters.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, all the best. We'll yarn soon.
Yes, yarn soon.
Oh, yawo. Beautiful yarn there. That's Berthalia, Selena Rubin, known as Selena, NASDA graduate, but now come back to become a cultural trainer at NASDA. And a new student who just joined the team there at NASDA is Taya Quayle. So, look, fantastic. Congratulations, both of them, from beginning to a mature dancer. There it is, and now performing. So doors can open up to all you deadly black people out there who look at dance as a vehicle, as a career pathway. Get in touch with NASDA Dance College and check out auditions, check out a pathway for that future. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, too deadly.